Hi, this is a procedure recording for Miss Angela Lee, A-N-G-E-L-A, last name is L-E, date of birth 7-15-91, date of service is 4-19-2022, date of accident is 5-25-2020. The procedure being done is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with the fluoroscopy number 2 epidurogram. The patient is here with a severe pain in the lower back, which has come back and has not completely gone away. The pain level is around 6 to 7, and there is a radiation to the both buttocks. Her left sacroiliac joint and right sacroiliac joint is also tender and painful. She is unable to walk well because of this issue. In addition, she is also having a issue in the shoulder. On the right, for which more procedures were done, and I'll be explaining in a minute. The MRI for the lumbar spine was found positive with the herniated disc at L5-S1, responsible for the various symptoms that patient is complaining. The injection to the L5-S1 epidural space is expected to bring additional relief and help to the patient. The injection is being done according to the protocol. Please use a template. Patient walked away safely and with stable vital signs. Thank you. The next procedure is injection of the supraspinatus tendon and there is a spasm and trigger point at the upper trapezius muscle at the cervical and thoracic junction of the neck to the shoulder, and there is one trigger point to be injected. And on medical examination, it was found that the patient has a tenderness in the right supraspinatus tendon, which is also reported in the MRI as a severe tendinitis, along with bursitis and AC joint issue and fluid in the shoulder joint on the right side. An injection to the supraspinatus tendon should bring relief and improve her ability to lift the arm in abduction as well as healing. An injection to the trigger point to the right trapezius muscle is indicated to relieve the pain and improve the ADLs and decrease the suffering. Thank you. The procedure for injection of the trigger point on the right trapezius at the junction of the neck to the shoulder of the middle fiber is done according to the protocol, as well as the injection to the supraspinatus tendon is done according to the protocol. Thank you.